I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. There is a small but growing movement among Palestinians in the West Bank. Some are advocating nonviolent resistance to the Israeli occupation. It's modeled after the style of Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr. But Israeli officials say that the strategy could actually lead to more violence. Reporter Daniel Estrin attended a conference last week that highlighted the nonviolence strategy.
At the opening of the nonviolence conference in Ramallah, Palestinian government advisor Jamal Zakut gave an impassioned speech about something called the White Intifada.
Intifada bayda, intifada.
Palestinians have waged two intifadas, or popular uprisings. The first, which began in the late 1980s, was marked by civil disobedience and stone throwing. The second brought with it a wave of suicide bombings. The new White Intifada is not yet clearly defined, but Zakut says it's peaceful. Not too long ago, Palestinian leaders speaking about peaceful opposition to Israeli occupation wouldn't have gotten very far. When Martin Luther King Jr.'s son spoke in Ramallah, he acknowledged that nonviolence is a work in progress here.
My father's dream of peace and nonviolence certainly, I believe, is alive and well, even here in Ramallah. And as I've been listening to the initial discussions today, I'm very optimistic. But I also know that we still have a long way to go.
Palestinian leaders in the West Bank don't think they're too far off the mark. Many are now publicly endorsing nonviolent ways to oppose settlements and Israel's military presence in the West Bank. Here's an example. Prime Minister Salam Fayyad recently visited a small Palestinian farming village and tilled the soil. He's been appearing in other West Bank villages under Israeli military control, meaning not under his authority, and he's been planting trees. Fayyad sees these activities as putting facts in the ground, so to speak.
As we endeavor to safeguard and protect our right to life on our land, I thought this would be an important location to be in here, given that it is remote. It is, as you can see, targeted by settlers who live nearby. They started to frequent the place.
And Palestinian National Economy Minister Hassan Abu Libde says the government will enforce a boycott of products made in Israeli West Bank settlements. He says about $200 million worth of these goods are sold in the Palestinian market.
Settlers, if they are sitting on our soil, consuming our land, our air, our everything, why should I consume their products? As simple as that.
Palestinian customs officials have already started rounding up settlement-made products from shops in Ramallah. Shopkeeper Hana Yani says officials confiscated 42 bottles of liquor, which were bottled in an Israeli settlement.
You know, I have two children, and I have my shop, and I have two workers, and I have to pay electricity. And they came to take stuff from me like this. It's not fair.
His customer, Maisa Khatib, didn't see the point.
If I don't buy Israeli products, I will gain independence? That's nonsense.
Then there's the growing number of weekly demonstrations taking place at the Israeli separation barrier. They're intended as nonviolent marches, but often end in Palestinian youths tearing down parts of the barrier and lobbing rocks at Israeli soldiers. While most Palestinians these days don't condone armed resistance to Israel, many are still skeptical of the White Intifada.
It's very hard to see that you are being violated, your human rights, your dignity, everything, and you just speak about nonviolence.
But do you think that nonviolence can work here in the same way that he's
No,
referring?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
The Israeli government is also dubious. Here's spokesman Mark Regev.
We think boycotting produce is not a serious political strategy. On the contrary, it's in many ways political theater.
But what Israel sees as theater, and Palestinian shopkeepers like Yani see as inconvenience, Palestinian leaders in the West Bank consider practicality. They're on a deadline. They pledged to create an independent Palestinian state by August 2011. And the way they see it, ridding their shelves of settlement products is a step towards building up their own industry. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin, Ramallah.